Bill was silent for a long time. Then, puffing at his pipe, he said slowly, "Has Cayley shot himself?" Antony shrugged his shoulders. "Poor devil," said Bill. "It was decent of you to give him a chance. I'm glad you did."
"I couldn't help liking Cayley in a kind of way, you know."
"He's a clever devil. If you hadn't turned up just when you did, he would never have been found out."
"I wonder. It was ingenious, but it's often the ingenious thing which gets found out. The awkward thing from Cayley's point of view was that, though Mark was missing, neither he nor his body could ever be found. Well, that doesn't often happen with a missing man. He generally gets discovered in the end. A professional criminal, perhaps not, but an amateur like Mark? He might have kept the secret of how he killed Mark, but I think it would have become obvious sooner or later that he had killed him."
"Yes, there's something in that. Oh, just tell me one other thing. Why did Mark tell Miss Norbury about his imaginary brother?"